The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, or good day. And in preparation for this meditation session, and part of the theme of the week, dukkha, the word dukkha, often translated into English as suffering, has an opposite, which is sukha. And sukha is often translated in the context of suffering as happiness. Another possibility for sukha is the word ease. And the opposite of ease would be dis-ease or ill at ease. And so what Buddhism is looking to overcome is dis-ease, all the different kind of dis-ease that we can have, psychological, spiritual, emotional, in order to have ease in our life. And that's a little bit of a different orientation than happiness. The quest for happiness sometimes is overdone and somehow prioritizes a kind of a constant cheerful demeanor, way of being. But ease is something that we can carry with us in all kinds of circumstances, even ones that are quite challenging, difficult, and maybe even very serious, in a way that situations don't evoke kind of a natural sense of happiness, usual sense of happiness. So the idea of ease and to meditate with ease, there's one of the simplest meditation instructions is the instructions, sit quietly and put yourself at ease. And then notice whatever takes you away from the ease. And that's it. Put yourself in whatever sense of ease that's accessible, and then notice what takes you away from that. And that's mindfulness. You see what happens if there's all that is that clear recognition. Oh, this is, I'm now ill at ease, or now I've lost my ease. And then maybe you can return. So, to take a posture, which is your meditation posture, maybe a posture that allows you to sit with some modicum of ease, where being too comfortable, oddly enough, doesn't allow for the body to settle into the most ease, places of ease within. To really settle deeply, it generally requires a posture that's kind of assumed and maintains some kind of conscious presence. So we don't completely forget about the posture, but we put some kind of intentionality, relaxed, easy intentionality, that provides a kind of a reference point or an anchor, a pillar for our practice. And gently close your eyes. And perhaps as you exhale, can you put your body at ease? Let yourself be at ease with how things are in your body. There might be things that are challenging and painful physically. Can you allow yourself some sense of ease with that? And one way to do that is to ease up. Be easy with it. Easing up on the body. settling into the body, relaxing with the body. So there's a more of a sense of ease. And perhaps you can set yourself at ease in your heart. To be easy with whatever you're feeling, whatever emotions are here. Some of them might not be easy. Some of them might be difficult. So then go easy with them. Maybe there's an easing up, a lightening up. Let yourself be easy with what you're feeling inside, easy with your heart. And if possible, set yourself at ease in your mind. Not with ambition, but rather in simple ways. As you exhale, let there be some ease mentally. Perhaps easing up on the challenges you might have mentally. Easing up, being easy with them. And then becoming aware of your breathing, aware of your body breathing. And allow yourself to ease up on breathing. Be easy with whatever way your body's breathing, even if it's difficult or doesn't quite feel comfortable. Be easy with that. Easing up. Be at ease with your breathing. Perhaps with a release, relaxing as you exhale. Wherever there's some sense of ease for you, even if it's quite small, wherever there's ease in your body, your mind, your heart, perhaps that can be the place from which you're aware. That can be the atmosphere, the mood, for how you're mindful. Mindful in an easy way. Relaxed, open, allowing, breathing in and breathing out. And as you continue practicing this morning, from the reference point of whatever ease, even if it's very little, the reference point of whatever ease you have, calm you have, notice when you lose it. Notice what takes you away from it. And when you notice that you're losing your ease, you move away from it. As easefully, relaxedly, honestly as you can, be mindful, be aware of what just happened. See if there can be an easy mindfulness with ease, for what takes you away from your ease. So that you're either meditating close to your ease, or you're relaxedly being aware, honestly aware, of what takes you away from your ease. Both ways are a good way to meditate. If you notice yourself feeling at ease, and then you notice that something takes you away from that ease, you could ask yourself, is what I'm concerned with more important than sitting here at ease, breathing at ease? And the primary ease for practice is a sense of ease in what the mind is concerned with. Whatever the mind is attending to, is aware of, let that attention be an intention of ease, being at ease with what one knows, even if what one knows is difficult. Stay close to your ease. coming to the end of this sitting. In whatever way that you can, that's easy for you, tap into your understanding, your feeling, your memory, your felt sense of being at ease. Maybe there's some time in your life where you can remember that you really felt at ease in some deep, wonderful way. At ease with other people, at ease with yourself, at ease with the world. A kind of peacefulness or contentment, or even a sense of grace or and with that, maybe you've tapped into a little bit of it here this morning. And then consider how you can use the sense of ease as a reference point for the people you're with today, you talk to today, the people that you learn about or read about or reflect on, that you wish for them, that they can have ease. Can they go through their lives with ease? Can they be at ease with their challenges, difficulties? And to whatever degree that you are able to, can you support their ease? Can you talk and act in ways, think in ways that can support the greater ease for others so that all beings may be at ease, so that all beings may have a day that's a little bit easier because of what you contribute. May all beings be at ease.